Okay. So you know how everyone's always saying the homepage isn't important anymore?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to dive deep into that today
Right.
with insights from Jonathan Valenzuela.
Oh,
He's
cool.
a senior SEO expert, been around since like 2011 up to this year, 2025.
Wow.
Super focused on SEO UX, you know, and just like making websites convert.
Yeah, conversion rate optimization, all that good stuff.
Exactly. And just so everyone knows, he's not doing freelance work anymore as of March 2025.
Oh, okay.
But lucky for us, he wrote this really thought-provoking article called La Home Ya No Es Importante. Seguro.
What's that?
Oh, it's Spanish for the home page is no longer important. Are you sure? And for
Interesting.
their listeners who, you know, always want the info fast and efficient, we're cutting to the chase.
Yeah.
We're going to figure out if the home page really is dead. So, based on Valenzuela's article, we're diving deep into the arguments before and against the homepage
Okay, cool.
and, you know, try to figure out like what his real role is in the digital world today. So, I mean, it's something you hear all the time,
Yeah.
right? Like users are just skipping the homepage completely.
Right.
They're going straight to product pages from search engines or social media. Like the homepage is this like relic of the past.
You just bypass it completely.
Exactly. And Valenzuela actually talks about how he heard the same argument in a strategic meeting.
Oh, really?
Someone was basically saying most users go directly to product categories.
Why? Interesting.
And because of that, the homepage is just becoming less and less important.
Makes sense on the surface.
Yeah. And you can see why people would think that, right?
Yeah.
Like you search for something, click the link, and boom, you're on the product page.
Exactly.
But Valenzuela pushes back on that.
He does.
And one thing that really stood out to me was how often decisions like these, you know, in the digital world
Yeah.
are made without any real data.
Oh, he's just like
He's saying
wrong.
like people just assume things without looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
And data can be so different from one website to another.
That's true.
So it's kind of dangerous to just make these blanket statements
Right.
like the homepage is dead
Yeah.
without really looking into it.
For sure, for sure.
And his main counterargument is pretty powerful.
What's that?
He says, for most websites, the homepage is still the most visited page,
Really?
especially when you look at direct traffic.
Oh, yeah.
People who type in the URL directly or use a bookmark,
Makes.
those are people who already know the brand. They trust it and they come back again and again.
Right.
So the homepage is still like the main entry point for a lot of users.
It's like their home base.
Exactly. And this leads into this really cool concept he talks about, the
Oh, thanks,
homepage
Kenny.
as a kind of validation point,
What does that mean?
like a signal of trust. He actually calls it a refuge.
A refuge.
Yeah. Think about it.
Okay.
You land on some random category page from a Google search,
Yeah.
you might be a little unsure about the website.
Right. Like, who are these people?
Exactly. And Valenzuela says a lot of users will click back to the homepage,
Oh, I see.
almost like they're saying, okay, let me check this out before I go any further.
They want to get a sense of the company.
Like, do I trust these guys?
Do they seem legit?
Exactly. And so the homepage becomes this really important step in building trust.
I see that.
It's where a company can really communicate who they are,
Yeah.
what they do, what they stand for. It's like,
Right.
hey, we're a real company with a history and people trust us.
It's like their introduction.
Exactly. And once that trust is built, the homepage then has to guide users.
Okay.
It's not just we exist. It's
Yeah.
we exist and here's how you can find what you need.
You're leading them down the path.
Exactly. And that takes us to his point about the homepage as a traffic distributor,
Oh, interesting.
like a central hub.
Yeah.
He describes it as an interface that helps users understand their options, navigate the site, and ultimately make decisions about what to do.
It's like a roadmap.
Yeah, it's both functional and inspirational.
I like.
And this is where he gets into some common mistakes.
Oh, boy.
And this one really resonated with me.
What is it?
He talks about how the homepage often becomes this dumping ground.
A dumping ground.
Yeah, like a junk drawer for products that aren't selling well.
Oh, so they just stick everything on there?
Exactly. Like if we put it on the homepage, it'll magically start flying off the shelves.
Right.
But he points out that low sales aren't always a homepage problem. It
Yeah.
could be that the products just aren't meeting user needs, or that the website makes it hard to find what people are actually looking for.
Makes sense.
Just putting something on the homepage won't magically make it popular.
Right, it's not a silver bullet.
Exactly. And he even mentions Google's developer documentation.
What do they say?
They recommend promoting your best performing stuff on the homepage.
Okay.
But they emphasize that Google looks at internal linking to determine a page's importance.
not just where it is on the homepage.
Right, so just slapping something up, there isn't some secret SEO trick.
It's more complicated than that.
It definitely is. And this leads into another common problem.
What's that?
Internal conflicts within companies.
Oh, yeah.
He says the homepage often becomes a battleground.
A battleground.
Yeah, between different departments.
Like?
Design CRO, SEO, customer service.
They're all fighting for space.
Exactly. Everyone wants their stuff featured.
Makes sense.
And what happens is you end up with a negotiated homepage.
As opposed to
a strategically designed homepage.
Oh, I see.
It ends up serving internal politics more than user needs.
So it's a mess.
Yeah. He describes it as cluttered with no clear logic or hierarchy.
No flaw.
None. And it's all driven by these short-term urgencies.
Like what?
Pushing certain campaigns trying to boost underperforming products.
Right.
Instead of focusing on the user experience.
It's a recipe for disaster.
It really is. And that's why he stresses this user-first approach to homepage design.
So you're saying start with the user.
Exactly. He says the homepage should answer two fundamental questions right away.
What are they?
Who are you and what do you do?
Makes sense.
Give visitors instant clarity so they know what they're dealing with.
Orientation right from the start.
Exactly. And then building on that clarity is trust.
Okay.
He says, how much you need to spell out depends on your brand recognition.
Right. If you're Coca-Cola, you don't need to introduce yourself.
Exactly. But a smaller or newer company needs to be more upfront.
Have to prove themselves.
Right. Build that credibility.
Establish that foundation.
Yeah. And once you've done that.
Then what?
Then you can showcase what you offer.
Okay.
The products, the services, the solutions.
Right.
And he emphasizes that while things like CRO are important,
yeah,
they should always be framed around user needs.
Not just sales targets.
Exactly. It's about helping users, not just pushing products.
Right. The user comes first.
Always.
Yeah.
And to really illustrate these principles,
okay,
Valenzuela brings up some classic wisdom from Jacob Nielsen.
Oh.
This is from way back in 2002.
That's a long time ago.
It is, but these principles are still so relevant today.
What are they?
Well, first, there's clarity of identity.
Okay.
Making it crystal clear who you are and what you do.
Right off the bat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Valenzuela suggests using a tagline.
Mm-hmm.
And how much you emphasize it might depend on how well known your brand is.
Like a big brand might just need a subtle reminder.
Right. Whereas a new brand needs to really spell it out.
Makes sense.
Then the second principle is facilitating discovery.
Okay.
Making it easy for users to find what they want.
Yeah.
Clear pathways to your top categories, most popular products.
Using data to guide them.
Exactly. If you know what people are looking for, make it easy to find.
Don't bury it.
Exactly. And Nielsen's third principle is showing real content.
What does that mean?
Don't just use vague language.
Right.
We offer innovative solutions.
Yeah.
Be specific, show, and describe your actual products or services.
Get tangible.
Exactly. And finally, there's functional design.
Okay.
Making sure the design helps users understand things.
Yeah.
Not confuse them.
Right.
Use relevant images, not generic stock photos.
Keep it real.
Exactly. And meaningful graphics.
If it's not clear visually,
explain
it with text.
Exactly. Clarity is key.
I like it.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about SEO.
Right.
Valenzuela debunks this outdated idea that SEO is all about homepage links.
Like just linking to your category pages from the homepage.
Exactly. That's not how it works anymore.
It's more complex than that.
Much more. He says modern SEO is about your whole website architecture.
Yeah.
Understanding user search intent, analyzing user behavior.
The whole ecosystem.
It really is. And the homepage is still a crucial part of that.
Okay.
Valenzuela says data consistently shows this.
Like what kind of data?
Website traffic stats, heat maps, user interaction, all that stuff.
It all points back to the homepage.
It does. And he also mentions the homepage's natural authority.
What do you mean?
It tends to get the most inbound links from other websites.
Oh, yeah.
And search engines often prioritize it when they're crawling your site.
So it has a natural advantage.
It does. So while it's not some magic SEO solution,
right,
it's definitely a big piece of the puzzle.
Like a cornerstone.
Exactly. And he makes a good point.
What's that?
Real SEO success comes from lots of small optimizations across your whole website.
It's all the little things adding up.
Exactly. And the homepage plays a key role in that.
It's like the foundation.
Exactly. And it's important to remember, the homepage can serve different purposes for different businesses.
Okay.
Valenzuela says sometimes it's like a summary or index of the whole website.
Like a table of contents.
Yeah, giving a broad overview of everything you offer.
All right.
And other times it's more about creating an emotional connection with users.
Like setting the tone for the brand.
Exactly. It really depends on the company, the industry, the target audience.
So there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly. But no matter what the specific role is,
yeah,
the key is to plan your homepage carefully.
Right.
Don't just throw it together and hope for the best.
Yeah, it deserves attention.
Absolutely. And to bring it back to Valenzuela's main point,
okay,
the homepage is important.
He's adamant about that.
He says it answers user questions, builds trust, guides users.
It's a valuable asset.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for many people, it's still the first impression of your brand.
The first point of contact.
Exactly. So if you ignore it, you're missing a huge opportunity.
To tell your story.
To connect with customers.
Right, Deep.
To make a good first impression.
It all starts with the homepage.
It really does. So to sum it all up,
okay,
despite all the talk about its decline,
mm-hmm,
the homepage is still a vital part of your online presence.
It's not going anywhere.
It's not. It's crucial for establishing your brand identity.
Yeah.
Building trust, making navigation easy, and even boosting your SEO.
It's powerhouse.
It really is. So now I want you to think about your own website's homepage.
Okay.
Does it clearly communicate who you are and what you offer?
That's a good question.
Is it designed for your users, or is it more about internal structure?
You know, pleasing the different departments.
Exactly. And here's a final thought for you. In today's digital world where everything is so fragmented,
right,
and people land on your site from all these different places,
yeah,
could a really well-designed homepage be even more important now?
Interesting.
Could it be that central anchor point?
Yeah.
That provides clarity and builds trust.
In the midst of all the chaos.
Exactly. Maybe it's time to revisit your website analytics.
With these new insights.
Exactly. And see if your homepage is really doing everything it can.
I think you've given us a lot to think about.
I hope so.
Thanks for this deep dive.
Thanks for joining me.